Welcome back. We've got the latest from CES in Las Vegas, and this is from Intel. Their 12th generation Alder Lake chips are supposedly ushering in a new generation of 86 processors. For all the details, we got Yahoo Finance's Dan Howley to break it all down with us. You can see Intel, Dan, up 5% today. I saw this news cross the wires yesterday, not a whole lot of price movement, although it was a down day in the market. Just wondering what you're thinking about these latest developments.
Yeah, that's right, Jared. These are new chips from Intel. They're for the mobile side of things. And really what Intel is doing here is going right after Apple and Qualcomm with the way that these chips are designed. Basically, those two companies use chips that are based on ARM's architecture. They have what's kind of referred to as big little. So it's cores that are made for high performance. That's when you're doing really intense tasks. And then cores that are made for lesser performance and more battery life. So what Intel is doing here is basically kind of cribbing the notes there from Apple and Qualcomm and running with that. And so they're hoping that they'll be able to basically one-up those companies, especially Apple, which obviously went away from Intel's chips. In fact, in one of their presentations, they specifically call out Apple's new chips. So really interesting stuff there for Intel. Could be big. They're also launching their new graphics card line. And then outside of just the likes of Intel, we've seen plenty of automotive news. First up, we have Chrysler. They announced their new Airflow concept. And what this is going to be a battery electric vehicle. They expect it to be on the road in 2025. So don't expect it next year. But then they also say that they want to have their entire lineup being fully electric by 2028. This car is expected to have, well, car SUV kind of, have 400 miles of range and get over-the-air updates similar to what you get in Tesla. And obviously, you can see this is a concept from the video. I like the Knight Rider kind of look of those lights. But the interior, definitely not something that I think most people will have in their driveway. And then finally, interestingly enough, we have Sony talking about their new EV. They have their Vision S2. It's an SUV. They originally announced the Vision S1 at 2020 CES. This is basically another kind of, not necessarily concept, but like I said, prototype. And they want this to be put out potentially in the future. What they've done now is created their own new company. That's going to be Sony Mobility. That'll be out in spring 2022. And basically, they're exploring whether or not they're going to get full steam ahead into EVs, but they already have that S1 prototype in testing on public roads, and it'll have a full range of sensors for both vehicles to ensure driver safety. So really interesting news here, especially on the automotive front.